Another nation on Trump's travel ban list is Iran, and that could have a big impact on universities here in the U.S. For decades, they've relied on Iranian scientists for cutting-edge research. Daniel Gross has more from Cambridge, Massachusetts.
The tissue engineering lab at Harvard Medical School is like a lot of scientific labs. Fluorescent lights, laptops, and microscopes on shiny metal countertops. More than 80 people work here on a bunch of different projects.
They revolve around things like making pieces of heart tissue for heart attack patients or better bone grafts.
Ali Khadim Hosseini directs the lab. He's wearing a suit and glasses, and he keeps his team busy.
Sometimes it looks like a shopping mall. There are so many people.
Last Friday, Khadim Hosseini was in his office, like he usually is, when he got the news. Travelers from 7 Muslim-majority countries were barred from entering the U.S.
When I first heard about it, I was very shocked, particularly because my own wife, who is now a green card holder in the U.S., is affected by this.
Khadim Hosseini comes from Iran and holds U.S. citizenship, so he wasn't worried about his own situation. But he realized that if his wife left the country, she might not be able to get back in. He started walking around, talking to colleagues facing similar challenges. This lab is as global as it gets. American researchers work alongside scientists from China, Germany, Italy, and many from Iran, including Saghi Saghazadeh.
The visa has never been easy for Iranians. Jobs have never been easy for Iranians. Is this just a direct way of saying leave our country? I just want to know. If I'm not welcome here, I will go wherever else that I'm welcome. I'll go, I don't know, Canada, Australia, Europe, wherever that I'm not seen as trouble.
The main feeling in the lab is just uncertainty. Saghazadeh is on a work visa. Others have green cards or dual citizenship. And a bunch of scientists are still waiting to join the lab from abroad. There are court cases challenging the president's executive order, but no one knows what comes next or which travelers might get stuck or even deported. Another member of the lab, Ali Tamayol, says he's started to question his own decisions.
Did I make a mistake when I moved to the States 4 years ago? Or should I stay here? Should I find another place?
Do you think that you made a mistake by coming here?
Well, I didn't have the feeling a few weeks ago, but that may change.
Are you angry?
It depends. You know, basically, no, I'm not angry at American citizens because we saw all the news that they were supporting immigrants. But at the same time, when you look into the government, I don't want to use the word anger, but I'm disappointed.
Ever since the executive order, it's been tense in the lab. But ask these scientists about their work, and the mood suddenly lightens. They become almost giddy. They want to show me how all these gadgets work and sound.
Do you want to turn on the sonicator over there? That makes a crazy noise. Yes.
Saghazadeh explains how they grow different kinds of human cells, and they suspend those cells in a type of gel. Then they load the gel into a 3D printer, which allows them to basically print out human tissue. This is cutting-edge science, and it has the potential to save a lot of lives.
You both sound really excited talking about all of this.
Yeah. When you're asking about these, like, we have a smile on our face because this is what we like to talk about.
Her lab mate, Elmira Jalahi, chimes in too.
You know, we work hours and hours in the lab, even on Saturday, Sunday evening at 10 o'clock at night. We are working so hard, but when we just come to the news that everything is going to change, we won't be able anymore to stay here and work. This is something that really breaks the hearts. Yeah, it is really difficult.
For The World, Daniel Gross, Cambridge, Massachusetts.